He says, that's not how you learned Christ. That's not what Jesus Christ preached to you. That's not what you taught. Oh, but Jesus was a liberal. Jesus was a socialist. Jesus was a long-haired hippie. No, Jesus was a fire-breathing preacher of righteousness. Amen. John the Baptist got up and preached that men needed to live a righteous, godly, holy life. And he says, did you even learn Christ? Did you even hear Christ preach is what he's accusing them of right here. He's saying, if so be that you've heard him in verse 21, that you've been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, have you ever even heard him preach? Have you even read his word? And you think that he is the sponsor of unclean and unrighteous and unholy living. Do you even know who he is what he's saying. He's saying, that's not how I learned Christ. The Christ I know told me to put off my former conversation, to get rid of the lust, to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. And verse 24, that I'd put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What does righteousness mean? Doing the right thing. That's right. Those are the first five letters. Right. Righteousness. Not doing wrong. And let me tell you something. Stealing is wrong. Murder is wrong. Adultery is wrong. Covetousness or lust, the two are synonymous in the Bible, is wrong. Thou shalt not covet. Paul said, I've not known lust, but the commandment said, thou shalt not covet. Covetousness is wrong. Idolatry is wrong. Graven images are wrong. Statues are wrong. Worshipping a plastic Jesus and a plastic Mary on your dash is wrong. Rubbing rosary beads is wrong. Okay? Living with someone that you're not married to is wrong. Murder is wrong. Abortion is wrong. It's wrong. Stealing, wrong, 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 wrong. And I could go on and on. That's just kind of a quick summary of the Ten Commandments. Blaspheming God is wrong. Taking the Lord's name in vain is wrong. Watching filth on your television is wrong. Sending your kids to a godless school is wrong. To be indoctrinated by the television or by Obama or by Napolitano, it's wrong. It's all wrong. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it's wrong. You came to church to hear me say, it's wrong. Jesus, when he was on this earth, said, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You know what the word repent means? It means you're wrong. Right. That's what it means. Oh, I'm having trouble understanding this word repentance. It means you're wrong.
Right.
You don't believe the gospel. You're wrong. You're living in sin. You're wrong. You think that the Old Testament is not part of the Bible. You're wrong. You think that the gay lifestyle is okay. The Bible calls it filth.
Amen.
You're wrong. Oh, but I don't care what you think. You're wrong. Repent. You're wrong. You know what rebuke means? You're wrong. You're wrong. Rebuke means when I tell you, you're wrong. You are wrong. Reprove. You know what reprove means? Look it up in the dictionary. You're wrong. That's what it means. Anything that starts with a re in the Bible? Rebuke, repent, reprove. They all just mean you're wrong. And people don't like to be told that they're wrong. Nobody likes being told they're wrong. But the whole Bible is just constantly telling you you're wrong. Okay? So that's why the word repent occurs hundreds of times. Because people are constantly keep being wrong. And he has to keep telling them that they're wrong. And so, look if you would at Romans 13, verse 12. Romans chapter 13. You're in Ephesians. Just go back a few pages to Romans 13. And you see, our church should really be called You're Wrong Baptist Church. Because honestly, the reason that you come to church is to have somebody tell you you're wrong. I mean, look, if I want somebody to just tell me I'm right all the time, what would even be the point of going to church? I'm already right. I don't need church. If I'm right, listen, if I'm right about everything, I don't need church. You know what I mean? If I'm right, what do I need church? I need church because I'm wrong. And I need somebody to tell me I'm wrong and show me in the Bible where I'm wrong and to get it right. Listen to this. The Bible says, for all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Let me turn there. You stay there. I wanted to just show you something quickly in this. In 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy 3:16. You stay over there in Romans. I'm going to be there in a second. But it says it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Four things. Okay? So he says it's profitable for doctrine. That's teaching you what's right. Reproof. That's teaching you what's not right. Correction. That's teaching you how to change and get it right. Correction, right? And instruction in righteousness is how to keep it right. Okay? This is sort of like the 5S. Okay? But he knows what I'm talking about. But it's a variation. This is right. This is wrong. This is how you're going to get that which is wrong right. And this is how you're going to keep it right. That's what the Bible's for. That's the 4-step process. Now look at Romans 13, verse 12, I think I said.